release from rules in the morning.
Hi, I'm Spencer Hamlet. This is just in. An apparent robbery has spilled over in the streets of D.C. Three masked and heavily armed gunmen were in downtown rush hour traffic battling with local police and federal agents, and for the most part firing on anything that stood in their way. Our field correspondent, Anne Marie Houston, is on the scene to bring us up to date with these shocking developments. Anne?
Thanks, Spencer. We're live on the scene of this breaking top story at the Federal Bureau of Printing and Engraving in Washington, D.C., where mass chaos, shock, and confusion all surround this downtown Federal Bureau, which appears to have been the target of perhaps the largest known robbery in history. Spencer, details are sketchy, but it's quite clear that what has gone on here this afternoon is huge.
Hey, Red. What's happening?
What's up, Joe?
Got holla at you, bro.
What's up?
One of my bros let me know something sweet, baby.
Oh, for real, though?
Look here, won't you meet me at the spot in about 10 minutes, Red?
Man, I'm great to leave out
now. Got holla at you, bro.
I'm on my way.
Brought a fucking told me about this skink.
What you mean?
I'd hit the bureau and get away with stacks of green. 40 million in our pockets.
Better bring your Glock, unlock it. Ain't no safety, but you better.
Well, let me call that nigga Keith now.
Cause when it comes to running capers, that nigga's always on time.
I told my broad to crack the window open.
I'm posted up across the street, laying low, but I'm still.
Look here, I see two guys in the front yard, but I'm a god. One got a scar, the other one's backed up to the loading dock. With body armor for protection. MAC-10s, AKs, Desert Eagles, and them Smith and Wesson.
No better time to set it off. Too many motherfuckers watching, he got the ropes crossed off.
I walk at ease, but them guys got their eyes
That's
on me.
Right.
I must be stinking, cause them shitheads like flies
That's
on me.
Right.
I make my way up to the third floor. I see a god with a crate of money coming through an armadillo. Well, hold up, Slim. Let's make this official. Gotta beat them guys to the basement. Gotta beat them to their pistols. I lay down, act a fool. I had to toss him, laid him flat on his back, and hit him up like I was Penny Lawson. And pushed that crate back in the elevator. I snatched the cash, hit heads, but not to worry, cause I worry little. Cause I worry later.
Not to worry, not to worry, not to worry, not to worry.
Cause
hey,
I worry later.
Joe, look, just come on down. Fuck all that dumb shit, y'all. Just come on down, stay low.
Cause I worry later.
Keep on his way now. Hey, come on out, we got you. Y'all just stay the fuck down.
Cause I worry later.
And walk, jump in the truck
and move steady.
We got another truck up on the corner, wait, so we must be ready. Unload the cash, I'ma reload my pump.
Ain't no sense in looking back, cause you know this Mac is gonna
hey.
Jump.
Ain't got, but we got to move quick.
We fast to the left and goose, and I'm what do what the fuck I came to do.
Duck your body, magazines getting dumped.
I got that Marlboro pump for any fan claim he wants to stunt.
Hollow edge cop killers. Them helicopters coming, cause the feds trying to kill us.
Hey, we may not make it, but surely we gon' try our
hand. Fuck that, let's make it happen. Let's stick to our initial plan.
Too much drama for a turn back. We gon' pay the price for cash, so we die for this green black.
I put my worries in the past. Keith 9 and Reds was out the building waiting, knowing that they had the blast. Another lucky damn hit. I snatched the bread from the Fed Bureau, and now we got the dip. It's city niggas on crud. They done fucked up now, the face down in the mud.
Was gunned down during a struggle with an unidentified gunman on the third floor of the building. An eyewitness at the scene reported that the hit was so clean and obviously well thought out that the possibility of an internal leak of top secret information is being investigated. But for now, it seems that this one is being called a clean getaway.